الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers, and also tonight, today we have listeners of Al Ansar. Yesterday we were discussing the verse of the Quran Sharif in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned that when the people rejected belief in Allah Ta'ala, when they disobeyed Him, when they became arrogant, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent some kind of calamity, some kind of disaster, some kind of problems, so that they may learn humility, so that they may turn towards Allah Ta'ala. But when they refused, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. When they refused to heed those advices, then instead of continuing with that azab, with that punishment, with those disasters, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then opened the doors of all good. All kinds of bounty started flowing. They started getting more wealth than before, better health than before, more enjoyment and pleasure than before. So they thought that now Allah must be very pleased with them. And then Allah Ta'ala says that suddenly we call them to account. Now in last night's Taraweeh again, a very similar ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِّن نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا أَخَذْنَا أَهْلَهَا بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. Again the same theme, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whenever He sent any messenger, any Nabi, to any town, any locality, then they were asked to believe in Allah Ta'ala, believe in the Day of Judgment, believe in life after death, believe in accountability before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, believe in Jannat and Jahannam, believe in oneness of Allah Ta'ala. But when they refused or when they disobeyed Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then the same thing. First Allah Ta'ala sent some kind of, I'm just giving you a general explanation. First Allah Ta'ala sent some kind of difficulties, adversities, disasters. Now any sensible person after that would have returned to Allah Ta'ala. He could have seen in his life that somewhere I'm going wrong. So therefore I should make a change in my life. But instead of that, they continued in their evil ways. So first Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent some disaster, some adversity, some difficulty, so that these people may learn humility, so that they may turn towards Allah Ta'ala. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that they may return to Allah Ta'ala. So we can see that Allah Ta'ala's azab also, or His punishment also, or the kind of disasters that come upon mankind, this great wisdom of Allah Ta'ala and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is working behind those disasters. That means Allah Ta'ala does not enjoy punishment. Allah Ta'ala does not enjoy giving the creation kind of disasters, difficulties, sufferings, hardship. What will Allah Ta'ala gain by? مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, what will He gain by giving you some kind of azab? If you make shukr and you believe, then why must He give you azab? Why must He give you punishment? So Allah Ta'ala does not enjoy giving any kind of punishment. If that was His will and desire, that He just wants to create and then give punishment, then what was the purpose of sending 124,000 Nabis to this world? What was the purpose of the revelation of the Quran Sharif? Why is Allah Ta'ala giving us the month of Ramadan? Why is Allah Ta'ala giving us Laylatul Barat and Laylatul Qadr and Yawm Ashura and the day of Jumu'ah and every night and every day that repent, turn towards me, I will forgive you, I will bless you. Why does Allah Ta'ala do all that? Shows that He wants to bless us. He wants to give us the best of dunya and akhirat. Not only the akhirat. Even dunya Allah Ta'ala wants to give us the best. But the best does not mean plenty of food, plenty of clothing and mansions and palaces. That is not what makes a person's life happy. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives that happiness in the heart. Under all conditions that person enjoys happiness. Sometimes tests come. Nevertheless, so in this ayat again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that this is what we did, that so that they may learn humility. These disasters, these difficulties, these adversities, these sufferings were sent so that they may learn humility. Then Allah Ta'ala changed it again. Summa baddalna makana sayyatil hasana. But when they refused to heed those advices, and when they refused to take lessons from those disasters, then Allah Ta'ala changed those adversities and sufferings to good. Now the doors of goodness open. Plenty of good, plenty of wealth, plenty of prosperity. Plenty of prosperity now they began to enjoy. And then they began to say that this is something that happens and has happened in history. It has happened at all times. Our parents, our forefathers, they too, sometimes they had plenty of food, plenty of clothing, plenty of good time, and sometimes they had plenty of suffering. This is something that fluctuates, it goes on and on. It's not something that is new to us. Our forefathers also experienced the same thing. Sometimes they had very good opportunities and good times, and at times they went through suffering and disasters and difficulties. So what is new about it? Then Allah Ta'ala again says, we called them to account suddenly. So this is where the danger line is. That after disobeying Allah Ta'ala, when some kind of difficulty, disaster and taklif and problem comes, then if we don't return to Him, then for a period of time Allah Ta'ala tests us with prosperity, with affluence, with plenty of wealth, good time. Now the person really believes, my Allah Ta'ala must be pleased, otherwise why should He give me all these things? Then He calls them to account suddenly. Look what has happened in Florida, what has happened in other parts of the world. How suddenly Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala just takes away everything that was given. And this is exactly what Allah Ta'ala says after that. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. That if only the people of the town had believed in Allah Ta'ala, and they had adopted taqwa, they had restrained themselves from all that was haram, forbidden and evil, then look what Allah Ta'ala says that we would have done. لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. We would have opened for them the doors of barakat from the heavens and the earth. So much of barakat we would have given to them. Now we can see very clearly that Allah Ta'ala is not wanting to punish. He says, if you only obey, if you only believe in Allah Ta'ala, and you adopt taqwa, piety, and that is what the month of Ramadan is all about, so then Allah Ta'ala will open the doors of the heavens and the earth full of barakat. The person's life will enjoy barakat and blessing. He'll have barakat in his home, he'll have barakat in his life, he'll have barakat in his wealth, he'll have barakat in his time. A person will be able to do so much with the little that Allah Ta'ala will give him, that people with plentiful will not be able to attain that. In that little time what he can do, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in that little time Allah Ta'ala will give him so much barakah that he can do much, much more, or he will do much, much more than those people who have plenty of time. In every little thing there will be blessing of Allah Ta'ala. He will see the barakah with his own eyes. He will experience the barakat in his home and in his life. Just two conditions, iman and taqwa. Now how simple Allah Ta'ala is making life for us. And this is exactly what we are chasing after. We all want barakat, we all want prosperity, we all want happiness, we all want plenty of wealth. And we all want barakat in everything. So if you want barakat, then Allah Ta'ala says, آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. But then nature of man, temptation of the nafs and the whisperings of shaitan, these two things give him attraction, or they attract him. And again he forgets. They begin to reject Allah Ta'ala, begin to disobey Him. So then Allah Ta'ala sends down again calamities, disasters, problems. Then after that the verses that follow, it's the same thing. That do the people think that they are protected from the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala coming to them at night while they are fast asleep, or they think that they are safe from the azab of Allah Ta'ala coming during bright daylight whilst they are playing and enjoying themselves. So this is a simple message from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to us. And we believe that the Quran Sharif is the word of Allah Ta'ala. It is haq and nothing but haq. And the whole month of Ramadan now you will listen to so much of bayan, so much of bayans, that we must obey and follow Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the Quran must be our guide. And the Quran Sharif must be our imam of life. We will hear that all the time. And we must develop taqwa. Fasting is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may become muttaqi. We will hear this the whole month. But at the end of the day, what do? We will listen to those verses, and immediately that we go outside, or sometimes in our homes, or sometimes even in the masjid, we will disobey that very word, verse of the Quran Sharif. So then we must blame ourselves if we are not seeing barakat in our lives, barakat in our homes, barakat in our family, barakat in our businesses, barakat in every other thing. If we are not seeing it, then listen to these verses over and over and let us make amal on it. Amanu wattaqaw la fatahna alayhim barakatim minas samai wal ard. And it is not something that is a fantasy world, as I always say, that we are talking about. It's a promise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And who can be more truthful than Allah Ta'ala? And Allah Ta'ala showed it in the life of the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that they were poverty stricken. At one time they had to tie stone on their bellies when they were digging the trench. But then they were afterwards ruling over vast kingdoms. The Persian Empire, Roman Empire, and so many places fell at their feet. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us a proper understanding of the verses of the Quran Sharif. And may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'uzu bika min sharri masta'aza minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. We'll be reading one tasbih of La ilaha illallah and one tasbih of Allah Allah. But those who are sitting, make sure that your cars are not obstructing those that are leaving. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا illallah. La ilaha 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 illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is one hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that whoever reads 10 times Durood Sharif in the mornings and 10 times in the evenings, his shafaat becomes wajib for him. So it doesn't take much time to read 10 times Durood Sharif. And his Jumu'ah day also. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم.